this morning, well, I realize I got another day to give God my praise. I count myself blessed every time I take a breath. His goodness always has me amazed. Just the fact that I'm here puts a smile on my face, because I'm in His presence and not some other place. Oh, He's been good to me. He's been good. Oh, come on, sing it, church. He's been good. He's been good.
Like a river that flows through the sea, His blessings flow
through me. Yeah.
It's not because I'm worthy of what I've done,
but it's
all because of God and His amazing love. He's been good, so good to me.
He's been good. Yeah, come on. It's when I woke up this morning, well, I realized I got another day to give God my praise. Self-blessed every time I take a breath. His goodness always has me amazed. The fact that I'm here puts a smile on my face, 'cause I'm in His presence and not some other place. Oh, He's been good to me. He's been good. Come on, church, let's sing it together. Hey,
He's been good.
A song in my heart, want the whole world to know.
He's been good, so good to me. He's been good.
I got a praise in my mouth. Come on, lift your hand and sing. A praise in my mouth, a shout of joy in my soul. A song in my heart, want the whole world to know.
He's been good, so good to me.
So good.
He's been good. I walk in victory, full of faith.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And the Spirit of the Lord is inside of me. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Oh, oh yes, I'm blessed. Every day, and every way I can lift my hands and say, I'm blessed. Oh yes, I'm blessed.
He showers
me.
Above and not beneath.
Above and not beneath.
I'm an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer, and I walk
in victory.
In victory, full of faith, I have no fear.
To him, I will always draw in.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
And the Spirit
of the Lord is inside of me.
If you know you were blessed because of what Jesus has done in your life, I want you right now to forget about everything else and focus on Him. So go ahead and lift your hands, lift your eyes to the Lord, and just begin to praise and worship. Begin to declare over everything in your life that you're blessed, starting with my house is blessed.
My family
is blessed.
My health
is blessed.
And my wealth.
Church,
my church
is blessed, and my city
is blessed,
and this nation,
my nation
is blessed,
because
our God,
my God,
is blessed.
Sing it. My house is blessed, my family is blessed, my health is blessed,
and
my wealth is blessed.
My nation is blessed.
My God is blessed.
Hallelujah. praise him in this house, church. Oh, Jesus. Moving in our midst, you are here, moving in our midst.
I worship you.
You are here, working in this place. I worship you.
Miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Oh, tell him he's here.
You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you.
He's turning lives around tonight. Come on.
You are here. Miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh. Come on, if he's your way maker tonight, I want you to give him a big praise. He's going to do something prophetic and powerful in this place. Hallelujah.
Defeated one, my light and my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Oh, we celebrate Jesus tonight. Oh. Omnipotence,
omnipotent, almighty defender, my victory, my refuge, the one I belong to. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough.
Oh, clap your hands and shout,
breakthrough. You are the God of the breakthrough.
When I can't see,
I really don't know what to do. I look to you, breakthrough, and walls fall down. Defeated one, my light and my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
He's the omnipotent God, shout it. Hey.
Omnipotent, almighty defender,
my victory,
my victory,
oh, my refuge,
the one I run to. You are the God,
say you are. Tonight, if you want a breakthrough, go ahead and lift your hands and begin to say, God, I'm ready for my breakthrough.
For breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in the struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I lift, glorify your name.
Breakthrough
when I dance, breakthrough when I shout.
Come on, we got one more.
You are the
Lift your hands with me. He's a living God today. Hallelujah. Come on, He's a living God. And a living God cannot be held in any circumstance. Amen. Anything God gets in, He's got to flex His muscles. He's got to move the barriers. Begin to praise Him then, because a living God responds to a living praise. We praise You. Thank God for the breakthrough that you're going to get tonight. Thank God for the breakthrough your family's going to get. Thank God for the breakthrough your body's going to get. Thank God for the breakthrough your finances are going to get. Come on, praise Him now, because that's how God moves. You praise, He moves. You move, He moves. When He moves, you'll move, and God will get the glory. Glory. Magnify Him. Magnify Him. Come on, breakthrough in worship will come before a breakthrough in everything else. Come on, break in. Push, press, praise. Come on, just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Get beyond your flesh. Get beyond your comfort. Get beyond your soul. And begin to praise Him. Then you'll enter His holiest place. That's where the miracle happens. Come on.
The God of the breakthrough in my heart. Breakthrough in my mind. Breakthrough in my spirit.
Everything.
Breakthrough in my soul. Breakthrough in my wings. Oh, and in my struggle.
You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my worship. Breakthrough in my praise. Breakthrough when I lift. Glorify Your name. Breakthrough when I dance. Breakthrough when I shout. You are the God.
Breakthrough.
You are the God of the breakthrough. You are the God of the breakthrough.
Help me, Lord, that's our prayer.
When I can't see my way.
What if I'd have gone a little further? What if I'd have read another chapter? What if I reached out a little bit more? And there's some services I walk out and I think, I wonder what would have happened if I would have just praised Him with more of my heart. I wonder what would have happened if everyone praised Him. When I was a kid, I used to mix chemicals together because I was just curious what would happen if you put this with that. And this that shouldn't go with that, and that with that. Sometimes I didn't find out until I did that. And then after I found, okay, now I know what happens. I wonder what would happen if 100% of the people begin to praise Him with 100% of their desire. I wonder what would happen. Well, I can tell you in the past what has happened. In the past, wherever that happened, the wind of the Holy Ghost began to blow in. I'll tell you what happened. People began to praise Him in ways they had never praised Him before. I'll tell you what happened. People were reached that had never been reached before. I'll tell you what happened. Nobody had a need that was not met. I'll tell you what happened. There was fellowship, and there was good doctrine, and there was expansion, and there's addition and multiplication. So we don't have to wonder what could happen if everyone praises Him with everything. The question is, will everyone praise Him with everything? Because the Bible's already told us throughout the book of Acts what would happen. How many of you like tonight to walk out saying, I want to be a part of this service where I don't have to wonder. I got in a place where 100% of the people gave Him 100% of their praise. How many of you want to be a part of that service? Now I hope some of you don't have to step out for that to happen. So instead of stepping out for it to happen, why don't 100% of us? They were all together in one place and everyone was in awe of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If everyone got it together, do you know what I'm saying? Now you say, well, I'm standing beside somebody that wants to be that one buddy that didn't do anything. Then I want you to begin to praise Him and magnify Him until the fire that's on your life catches their dry hair on fire, until they become one of those everyone's. Amen? So I want them to sing it again, and I would encourage everybody in this place to lift up the Lord and say, I want to see what happens when everyone praises Him with everything. Let's start before we sing. Begin to magnify Him. Help me praise Him. Help me magnify Him. Help me praise Him. And you say, I ain't going to do that. You just step out. But for now, let everybody that has breath praise ye the Lord. From the platform to the camera people to the media room, let the young and the old praise ye the Lord. Come on, magnify Him.
You are
sing it.
The undefeated one, my light and my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies, and my foes came upon me,
to eat in my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Omnipotent, almighty defender, my victory, my refuge, the one I run to.
You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough. Yeah. We shout for the breakthrough.
Breakthrough, you are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see my way through, and I really don't know.
Breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise.
You know, being free means you got to get around some free people tonight. I'm really glad you're around some free people. I'm happy to be one of them free people. This is just the beginning of what God's going to do tonight. This is just the beginning of what God's going to do tomorrow night, Tuesday night, Wednesday. And I declare just the beginning of what God's going to do the rest of this year. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you take a few minutes and get around and shake hands with about six people? And for real, tell them, the breaker is here tonight, if you would please. The breaker is here. Thank you, choir. Awesome. Thank you so much. Now get off the platform. I'm just kidding. Thank you, guys. Praise God. Praise God. Wow, these people are welcoming one another. We welcome everybody that's watching online. Thank you for joining us. Please come and join us for a service very soon. What you're doing is watching a distant version of the real thing. And we hope that you can be with us as soon as possible to be in a service with us right here in Charleston, Maine. Let us know where you're watching from. And we're glad that you're here. Church family, for everybody that's visiting, for everybody that's viewing online, let's welcome everybody that's a guest of ours tonight. Make everyone feel welcome. Praise God. We're so grateful for what God's doing, and I'm just going to let Brother and Sister Shuttlesworth minister to you tonight, but I want to make you aware of and remind you about Friday night Rise Above service is taking place Friday night in the Epic Center. And I'm looking, Kelly, come on up here. Would you real quick and just tell the people what's going on? People online, they want to hear about this. People in the church want to hear it. Welcome, Kelly Bean, our children's pastor.
I'm really, really excited for Friday night because what we just experienced, don't you believe that everybody in our community needs to be able to experience the Lord in the presence of God? Amen. And that's what's been on my heart is that I don't want families, and I know that you would probably think the same thing, that we don't want families just struggling or just getting by, but we want people to know that they can rise above feeling hopeless, that they can rise above living with fear, that they can rise above whatever it is that's weighing them down in the world, and I want to be able to share that. I want to be able to share that with all the families in our community. And so that's what we're going to do Friday night. We've never had a service on a Friday night, so I'm really excited for all the families to be able to come out. So if you have children that are in Kids on the Move, and even if you don't come out to the Epic Center, it starts at 6:30, and we're going to just share the love of Christ to everybody that comes through those doors. So just be in prayer with me this week. I believe that God is going to move in a mighty way. And if you would just pray for us, because I just want people to know that Jesus loves them. How important is that? For everywhere that we go, that we can let our light shine in the workplace, we can let our light shine in the school, and that's what we're trying to instill in all of the kids, is that wherever they go, they can let their light shine, and that we can live victoriously. So Friday night, come on out, 6:30 in the Epic Center.
Good job. Praise God. Awesome. Make sure that you, it's what time, Kelly? 6:30, Friday night, Epic Center. You do not want to miss that. I'm so grateful for Evangelist Ted and Bonnie Shuttlesworth. What a blessing they are to us. Before you leave tonight, it would be wonderful if you just bought every bit of material that's on the product table back there. It builds your faith. How many understand that you don't just take one trip to the Word? You need to continue to go to the Word and feed, get fed. And anointed preaching and teaching is essential for the growth of faith, and that's what you can get a hold of. So do that, and I know it'd be a great, it's very convenient to just get it right now. So do that before you go home tonight. Would you let Evangelist Ted and Bonnie Shuttlesworth know that we love them so much here at Charleston Church as they come and minister to us? Be a great blessing. Come on, we can do better. Let them know we're grateful.
Thank you, Pastor. Good evening, everyone. Hallelujah. This is a night of breakthrough. I refuse to allow the enemy to keep me from my breakthrough, but I'm going to have everything God has for me. How about you? I just wanted to let you know about some of our products that we have. Brother Ted has put together some of his most important messages. We know that the Bible teaches us that if we know his word, then we'll be successful in every area of his life, in our lives. And the Bible teaches us that if we don't know the word, then we'll perish and we won't receive what we need. And so we have some really good products here. Some of Brother Ted's best messages. And we have two series here, the Healing Classics. This is volume number one. Three powerful messages preached under the tent. And it's so exciting, those tent meetings, preaching to the lost, and the wonderful miracles that we see, and the powerful messages that he preaches. So in this one, the cure for skepticism from the New York City Tent Crusade reveals a great hindrance to miracles if you have skepticism. And the second one is They've Taken Away My Lord. This is from the Dallas Tent Crusade. Inspired a mother from Mexico to bring her child, who was healed of a brain tumor, on that one. And then this third message, Touching Jesus, from the Buffalo Tent Crusade, brought faith to many. And that's an awesome one. Then we came out with Healing Classics number two. And so the three messages that is on this is, if you need healing, do these things. Three parts to healing is the second message. And the third message is, incline thine ear, from the Tampa, Florida meeting. So those two are really good. And actually, I think we should do a special tonight. So normally these two together are 30, but I think 20 would be good. So let's pick up those six powerful messages on healing. I believe every Christian should walk in health and healing. Amen? Because he's our God, and he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So I'm so thankful. And as you listen to these messages, you'll just feel that healing anointing of Jesus flow right through. You know, it's awesome that you can put a CD in and feel the anointing and feel the powerful word of God just going into your spirit and begin to feel healing in your body. It's just awesome. Thank the Lord. And this is really good. Three keys to building greater faith. We can't get anything from God unless we use our faith. And so three messages in here. The first one is called Facing Your Giants. The second one is Pass Over to the Other Side and Releasing the Joy. This is powerful. And then if you need help with your money, the Lord wants us to be such a blessing that we can just bless those that are lost. You know, you can use money as a tool to bring people to Jesus. You know, just about a week ago, we went to lunch after service, and my husband and I went into this little sandwich shop with the pastor, and while I was in the ladies' room, this woman of ill repute came up to my husband, and, you know, she was a drug addict. It's really, really sad. And, you know, asked him for a few things. And he said, well, my wife's in the restroom. And I came out, and I just felt such the love of Jesus. I just wrapped my arms around her, and she just said, I'm just hungry. And I said, come with me. I'm buying you lunch today. Now, you know, you have to have Jesus in your heart to do that. And it's just wonderful just to be able to say to someone, here, let me help you with that. So increase belongs to us in our finances. We should have more than enough to give to every good work. So you'll enjoy this, the money revival. This is one of, Brother Ted's been doing these series called How to Operate. And this one is called How to Operate in the Gifts of the Spirit. And these are the tools that the Lord has given us to win souls. And isn't it awesome to see people where God gives them a word of knowledge, a word of prophecy, the gift of miracles, gifts of healings, and all the different nine gifts of the Spirit. 4 hours of powerful teaching on how to be used in the gifts of the Spirit so you can use these tools to win souls for the Lord. We also have, Brother Ted has two music CDs out there. And these are really good. I think we'll have a special. If you buy the new one, you get the second one free. That'll be a good one. Also, we brought our latest magazine, the Faith Alive magazine. These are free. Please take one, and you can keep us in prayer as you look at it. But this magazine right here tells about our latest outdoor crusade that we just had in Atlanta. Here's a picture of the Atlanta crusade. We just went. We got a parking lot right across. I think we told you about it last time when we were here that we were going to go to Atlanta. We got the parking lot right across from Turner Field there. And we just brought a tractor trailer load of food. And we gave groceries to all the people. And we told them we were going to be giving out gifts every night. That brought the people out. That was the bait on the hook. We were drawing names. We were giving away flat screen TVs and Beats headphones, and We got tickets to the Brave Games, 100 tickets to the Brave Games, and so many different things we gave. And we actually had 600 homeless people come and get saved that week. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And they weren't even able to bring home a box of food because where are they going to cook it? So the churches started putting little meals together for them to take home. And one lady, she came to the altar. She got saved. And she just wanted the Lord to turn her life around. So she went out and she was able to get a job at the Mercedes-Benz Auditorium down there in the concessions. And within 2 weeks, they gave her a promotion. She was over 20 people. Then the church helped her to get an apartment. And she was able to buy a car and get her life back on track. So the Lord is so good, isn't he? Hallelujah. And just 3/4 of the crowd came every night to the altar to receive. And so I just love, just, you know what? People love to hear the good news about Jesus. And I just love to tell people the good news. And let's just fill this place. I was so happy this morning to come in here and see almost all the seats full. I'm just believing for great things for this whole area, for many to be saved. I'm so thankful for what you're doing in this area. Keep bringing souls in to be saved. And just believe God tonight for whatever you have need of. Believe God for perfect health and healing in your body. Brother Ted said he's going to lay hands on people. And so let that anointing go into you and just receive it and walk in health and healing. Amen. We love you. God bless you.
Praise God. Amen. Key of C, Sister Heather. That was an E flat this morning, but Paul couldn't swing it. What's your favorite key, Brother Paul?
C's
the one to your Lexus. Very good. Is it C? You remember this song we used to sing it years ago? Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. And every one of us, let's prepare our hearts to receive as Brother Paul and Sister Heather lead us in it. Musicians, oh, it is Jesus.
It is Jesus. Wonderful Jesus.
Yes.
It is Jesus. In my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garments, and his blood has made me whole. Oh, it is Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus in my soul.
For I have touched.
For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole.
Come on, sing it, church.
Oh, it is it is Jesus,
yeah,
in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood,
his precious blood,
made me whole. Oh, it is Jesus. Wonderful Jesus,
yes,
it is Jesus in my soul.
Well,
for I have touched the hem of his garments, and his blood has made me whole.
You know that first verse? I tried and I tried. Everybody just lift your hands where you're seated or where you're standing. Praise God. We've seen some wonderful things the last few weeks. There was a young girl, Sister Heather. She had boots on just like you got. Only one boot was a hospital boot, like a Velcro, you know, with metal and all of that. What was happening, and this is what she told us, correct me if I'm wrong, Bonnie, she had a fracture start between her two ankles and then split and fracture the other way and then fracture sort of like a Y above the other ankle. She hadn't fallen, was not in an accident. Her bone just began to fracture and come apart. She was in extreme pain. Went to the hospital. They couldn't do her any good. How many know that just because you go to a hospital doesn't mean you're going to get better? It's true. And they said, what we're going to do is shave the bone. And we're going to take these screws, Brother Paul, and we're going to insert them in all those fractures. Three screws. And then when you get a little older, she's probably 22, maybe 23. Then we're going to operate on it. And she said they even told her, we might have to break the foot to get it healed. Now that's unusual, isn't it? If that's so, I could be a doctor. Just give me a ball bat. Now this was her story. She's in pain and she's telling it to us. And there was a few hundred people there. This was in, where was it? Fitchburg, Brian Tomes' church. And as she said it, all of a sudden you could feel the wonderful Holy Spirit come in the building. I love this. How many are always happy when you feel the anointing of the Spirit of God? It means He's up to something. And something good's going to happen, David. Amen. Better than beans. What do you call them beans? Pothole? In the hole? Bean hole. Bean hole beans. He made me a mess of them today. I'm feeling mighty fine. Suddenly the power of God came on her. I said, I can't tell you what to do, but I'm going to bind the pain. You got to start somewhere with God. I couldn't play this. Is this a 5-string bass? I could start here, but I wouldn't know what to do with the rest of them. I wouldn't know where to place my fingers like you do, but you got to start somewhere. So I could pluck away. Is this one E? I forget. B at the top. I could pluck away at B, but obviously I don't even know where E is or how. That's the next one, right? Yeah, I'm getting it. Okay. You're teaching me. See, and you just start. You start where you're at. But on here is all kinds of music and songs that can glorify God. But never forget, you got to start somewhere. So I started with her. I said, what if God right now would instantly take the pain out? I can't play this, but I watch my son sometimes. I think this is a C. Down here, is that C? Are you Spanish? C. But you go up here? So is that. You go up here, and that's middle C. Is that right? You know what? Before I leave here tonight, I'm going to be playing the bass and the piano. So we bound the pain. Everybody say, we bind the pain. Say, you got to start somewhere. And she said, oh my goodness. The pain just went out of my foot. And she's taking medication for it. She began to take the buckles and the wraps and the Velcro and all that was in that boot off. And she tentatively put weight on her foot and her expression. Wow, God's done something for me. Then she took off running up the aisle. And then went up the stairs, up on the platform, knelt down, got up, knelt down. And if I remember right, Bonnie, she'd put weight on the foot that had been fractured. 3 days later, she went to the doctor and the x-rayer, and every fracture was gone. And Pastor Brian called me. Somebody say you got to start somewhere. And so tonight, we're going to start where you're at, wherever you're at with God, and God's going to help you. Lift your hand right where you're sitting and begin to praise the Lord and begin to say this confession out loud. God wants me whole. God wants me well. God wants me strong. There's the end time harvest that has to be brought in, and the laborers are few, and I can't allow anything to keep me from bringing in that harvest. I need strength, power from God, and I receive it tonight. Someone say, in Jesus' name. Come on, sing it one more time. Oh, it is Jesus. Sing wonderful Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched. And His blood.
And His blood has
made me whole. And His blood has made me whole. Well, clap your hands and rejoice. Praise God. Praise God. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me to Mark chapter 5. I've preached this gospel all over this wonderful world, from Africa to India to the islands of the sea, to the Middle East, even Canada. Brother, good to see you. All the way from Sussex, New Brunswick. Stand, let them see who you are. This is a precious young man. God's called him to preach the gospel. And he's been showing up in the meetings. And I've taken notice of it, but more importantly, I believe God has. How many of you go to Bible college over here? I have a sneaking feeling this is Bible students. I'm going to preach a message you should never preach. But I figure after 46 years, I'll try it. The title, Does God Heal Through Medicine? Our brother from India says no. Are you from India? How about that? And for a text, we're going to go to Mark chapter 5. I was raised in what it was called in those days and still is the Pentecostal message. The Pentecostal message had four main thoughts, teaching elements to it. Number one, we're saved through the blood that Jesus shed on the cross 2,000 years ago. How many of you believe that Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice when he shed his blood that we might be saved? Man cannot save himself. I used to preach a message, heaven's greatest answer, amen, earth's greatest need, and the devil's biggest problem. And it's one word for each point, Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. Jesus is heaven's greatest answer. Jesus is earth's savior for earth's greatest problem. And Jesus is the devil's biggest problem. Can you say amen? Earth's greatest need, Jesus. The devil's greatest problem, Jesus. Heaven's greatest answer, Jesus. Everybody say his name with me, Jesus. Say it again, Jesus. What I found out, whether I preached, my brother from India, in Tamil Nadu or Puliyangudi in that province, or in Bombay, Mumbai now, or Calcutta, what I found out, it worked. The message works in India. I preached in Calcutta on Royd Street. I flew to India with Mother Teresa. I didn't even know she was popular. That's how many years ago it was. But she was a sweet lady, saved in the blood of Jesus, believed in it. She wasn't a Catholic nun. She was a special order of nuns from Austria. And if she was short, her assistant was even shorter. Mother Teresa may have been 5'1", maybe. Her assistant, I don't know. Very, very short, but very anointed and very dedicated and very kind. And there were two lovely ladies, and I went by the hospital and the outreach she had in Calcutta. And she would travel the world to raise money to help the poorest of the poor. And people would make fun of her, those that didn't understand what she was doing. But she was setting men and women free by the power of Jesus Christ. And that little nun had a famous clinic. But she had no doctors per se. She didn't have a hospital. She didn't have medicines. She had bandages. I saw those. But she literally believed that Jesus could heal the poor. So I watched her. And then I preached for Mark Buntain over on Royd Street. He fed 5,000 children every morning. And I went to the dump and watched the mothers line up with a little tin can and to get some of the dulce, like a split pea green soup, and the bread, like a pita bread. They would give them a tear one in half and give it to them. And it was called roti. Am I saying it right, brother? Roti. And they would line up. They came clear from Bangladesh, 40 miles away, walked through the night to get to the dumps, to stand in line, to get food, to turn around and carry it back and share it with their whole family. I saw that with my own eyes. And when I did, I began to think about how Jesus cares for those that are poor, how Jesus cares for those that are sick. And so in the early days when I worked as a missionary evangelist in the nations of the world, I began to develop a hunger to see the power of God come to the nations. Everybody say, Jesus is for the nations. In other words, all people. How many believe that tonight? And then the Pentecostals preached another message, and that was you could be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. When I was a boy, they insisted that you didn't leave service until you knew you were baptized in the Holy Ghost. People would come down and my dad would preach a message, simple as it may have seemed. He would preach it and then he'd invite people to come and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I remember one night in Mount Morris, Pennsylvania, in the Full Gospel Assembly that he pastored, he and my mother, there were three girls, Joyce Wade, Judy Wade, and Brenda Craver, who came to receive the mighty baptism of the Holy Ghost. They knelt down and the people began to praise God that they would all be filled. And it was more than the three girls, but those three were right there in the center of the altar. When all of a sudden my dad stopped the music. They had those old-fashioned microphones. You see them like a rib cage at the top on a long extension. And he lifted that microphone down. And you could hear those girls being filled with the Holy Ghost. And the interesting thing was, they were all speaking with the same unknown tongue, and they were singing it in the same tune. Supernatural. I never forgot it. When God filled Joyce and Judy Wade and Brenda Craver, they all began to speak in the same unknown tongue and sang in the same tune in that unknown tongue, and it was supernatural. And then suddenly, right down the altar on both sides, people began to receive the mighty baptism of the Holy Ghost. Pentecostals believe in being filled with the Spirit. Can you say amen? I am a Pentecostal. If one hair on my head wasn't Pentecostal, I'd yank it out. Someone said, what would you be if you weren't Pentecostal? I said, ashamed. Amen. Because there's nothing like the power of God. The Bible says it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. There's nothing like the mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? Thirdly, they preached healing for the body by the works that Jesus accomplished on the cross when on his back he bore 39 stripes. S.I. McMillan, in his book, None of These Diseases, said that in the original studies of medicine, there were 39 categories of disease. Turn to your neighbor and say, God knows what he's doing. Tell him. God knows what he's doing. Do you believe that? 39 categories, 39 stripes. Every stripe that afflicted Christ's back set people free from one of the categories of disease that entered into the world through, the Bible says in Romans, one man's disobedience. Through one man's disobedience, sin and death entered into the world. And sickness, if it is not healed, is incipient death. You will die if you don't get healed of that disease. Are you listening to me? And so we preached, and I grew up around the miraculous, seeing people come out of wheelchairs, their deaf ears open, their blind eyes open. The difference between then and now is this generation does not know how to keep their miracle. Instead of seeing their miracles, a testimony, they don't talk about it. They say, I hope it lasts. It's not a vaccination. And so we've allowed some things to slip away because we've replaced them with the things of man and the things of the flesh. I'm preaching better than you're shouting right now. Amen. And fourthly, Pentecostals preached the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the Lord himself shall appear. Jesus is coming again. How many of you believe that tonight? All the signs are pointing towards it. But really, if you study the Bible, there's only one sign, and that is the formation of Israel as a nation. And when you see this come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Israel became a nation in 1948, and the time is quickly. It's clicking off. You can see it. You can see it in the things that are said. You can see it in the things that are done, in the news, in the nations, earthquakes, famines, pestilences, all kinds of problems. But thank God, Jesus is still coming. He is not hindered by an earthquake. He's not hindered by a hurricane. He's not hindered by pestilence. He's not hindered by famine. He's going to come. One day, that great Galilean is going to stretch his leg over a stallion in heaven's stable and come down and take us to be with him. Oh, hallelujah. And then we're coming back tens of thousands to rule and to reign with Jesus Christ. Can you shout hallelujah? This is what we believe. But I want to talk about the area of healing through God's power. First of all, no man can heal. We see lots of miracles and healings in the meetings. People come up and say, are you a healer? I always give them the same answer. No, I'm a West Virginian. No man can heal. I tell them, a newspaper reporter asked me, said, do you heal? I said, no, sir, I couldn't heal a fly with a broken wing. We don't believe in faith healing. We believe in divine healing. God is the healer. It is God that made us, not we ourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture. Can you say amen? Now, I want to turn your attention to Mark 5 on your phone or in your analog Bible, to the story. I've preached so many messages out of this woman's experience. It's always you ladies that get the blessing. Us men got to catch up. So the devil thought he had a hard time with the men. Wait till you girls stick your high heels in his eyeball. He's done. Healing from Christ. Jesus is the healer. Number one, Mark chapter 5, the Bible speaks of the story of this woman, and I want to take it apart for about 3 minutes before I pray for you. And when I say 3 minutes, that's like in dog years. Amen. Verse 25, a certain woman, it's always the women, a certain woman had an issue of blood. She was bleeding. How long? 12 years. Now look at this with me. The Bible says she suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had. Her money's gone. And was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Charles Finney, one of the great preachers in New York and New England, said, and he was a lawyer that became a preacher, he said, this gospel can be proven if you're looking for proof. How many believe that if God said it, he's got to do it? How many believe if God spoke it, he will bring it to pass? Amen. Let's look at this story for a moment. There are some people say, well, God uses doctors, God uses nurses, God uses medicine. The first answer is no. Not in the context of Mark 5. And I'll tell you why. If God ever used one doctor, he has to use them all. Or he's a respecter of persons, Peter said in the book of Acts. If God does something for one, he has to do it for all. Is that not scripture? And yet, these are doctors that could not help the woman. If God uses doctors or medicines to help people, can God ever fail? I asked that this morning, got a lot of answers. They thought I said never fail. It was ever fail. God can never fail. He is always on target. He is always on time. He is always able. He is the God who is more than enough. He is omnipotent. That means he has all power. He's omniscient. He has all knowledge. God is God all by himself. Can you say amen? One of the signs in the book of Revelation of the end times is a word in your Bible. It's called sorceries. When you look up the word sorceries, whether it's in Weymouth or whatever concordance you want to use, or Bible dictionary, sorceries is translated from the Greek, and it is the word pharmakia. Everybody say pharmacy. Pharmacy. Say it again, pharmacy. Pharmacy. One of the signs of the end times is the use of drugs, according to the book of Revelation. Jesus appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos. The Bible says when he appeared, he had hair white like wool. His feet were likened unto brass. His face was like bronze. Are you listening to me? Out of his mouth proceeded that, what we call the two-edged sword of the Word of God. And he spoke to John on the Isle of Patmos and began to tell him some of the signs of the end times. Things that you would see that would indicate that we were at the very close of time. And one of the signs is that area of sorceries or pharmakia, the use of drugs. Now, I tell you this, we feel so bad. And thank God the president and different ones came out last week against the use of opioids and so forth. In our state, our Democratic senator is fighting against these opioids that are flooding the streets. My nephew Jonathan, my son Teddy, held outdoor crusades and laid their hands on people bound by opioids and set them free in the name of Jesus. But there is an increase. We're seeing more drug use now than we did in the 1960s. Drug use has increased. It floods the market. There are some that believe that there are Europeans who are funding the drugs that come into this country to weaken the fiber of our nation. If that's true, then you can readily see many of our young people are bound by drugs. But I tell you that God does not use drugs or medicine to make people whole. You don't have to take an opioid. You don't have to take a pill to wake you up. You don't have to take a pill to put you to sleep. You don't have to take a pill to make you feel better. There's something about the shed blood of the cross 2,000 years ago that released the anointing of God on the earth to drive back death, to drive back sin, according to Paul's writing in Romans, and you don't have to put up with the devil's mess. My father had a stroke over here in Bangor some years back. When they put him on the medication, he got worse. Like this woman in Mark 5, he didn't get better. He loved to preach the gospel. He had a good sense of humor. But as those drugs would course through his blood and through his veins, he lost the sharpness of his mind and even had a hard time praying in tongues and praying and reading his Bible. Some days he'd say, I can't make out those bugs. He meant the letters on the page. And we'd read the Bible to him. But as soon as we got him off of that medication, he began to be able to read again and pray in tongues again. Are you hearing me? There are things that the devil has organized and set in place to stop you from flowing in the Holy Ghost. I believe that much of the church is ignorant about the devil's works, but I made up my mind, whatever years my wife and I have left, I'm going to preach against sin. I'm going to preach against sickness. I'm going to preach Jesus up. I'm going to preach Jesus is the Son of the living God. I'm going to preach the devil is down. He's defeated by the work of the cross. He's under our feet. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 1:3, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Oh, hallelujah. If where you're at's not working, get up higher. Get up higher. The first thing is, she tried many physicians, not one. If God ever worked through one doctor, he has to work through every doctor, or he is showing respect to one over another. But Peter said, I perceive God is no respecter of persons. He understood that when the Holy Ghost came on Cornelius' house. It is a basic premise and principle that every believer ought to understand. If God blesses one, he'll bless everyone. Are you still listening? Now do you see, students, why I say this is not the message you want to start with? But I could care less. I'm so sick and tired of hearing stories of Christians that are on so much medication, they don't know whether they're up or down, and one day their blood's high, one day their blood's low, and another day their sugar's high, and another day their sugar low. It is because of the interference of man-made chemicals that's being put in the bodies of people. Are you hearing me? But if you're going to put anything in your body, put the anointing of Jesus Christ that clears up your mind, that makes your sugar normal, that heals your blood pressure, heals your heart. Are you listening to me? Here's a little boy. I love him. Is that your son or grandson? Great-grandson? Oh, grandson. I knew you'd fix it. When I was a young preacher's son starting out, I went to a church in Massachusetts and went. I got ready to preach. A woman in the back screamed, oh! Grabbed her heart and fell over the pew. And her husband was trying to put these little white pills, I'll never forget it, in her mouth. It was a medication, glycerin. And Pastor Frenny turned to me, he said, this is your service, Brother Shuttlesworth. You pray for the woman. He dropped me in the well. But Sister Dunphy, I didn't let it bother me. I walked back there. I was only about 20. And I grabbed a hold of that man. I said, let me pray for your wife. And she's gasping for breath and these little white pills falling out. He couldn't get them under her tongue. And I prayed, Brother Dalton, I said, Lord, heal this woman. I was only 20 years of age. I didn't know about glycerin pills. I thought nitroglycerin, something blew stuff up, but they used it for medication. Suddenly, she came to. By then, the ambulance had come. They took her out. Brother Frenny said, it's your service. Wow, 20 years old, I never had anything like that happen. Never saw that before. But the Lord will allow you to see things. And at that point, you've got to make a decision. Who's on the Lord's side? Who believes God and who doesn't? Again, we're not opposed to doctors or nurses or medicine. What I'm saying is we have become more dependent on that than the healing power of Jesus Christ. Well, Brother Frenny said, you did good. I was glad to hear that. He said, we're going to bring you back next week, my brother. He was Italian. We'll bring you back next week. I go back next week, and this little man met me in the foyer and started kissing me on my face. I don't like men even doing that, let alone hugging me or shaking my hand. He's kissing me. Oh, fratella, fratella, fratella. I didn't know what fratella was, but he just kept kissing. I said, will you stop kissing me? Brother Frenny came up. He said, don't you recognize him? I said, no, I just don't want him kissing me. He said, he is the man that was putting the medication under his wife's tongue last week. And he said, look here. And here stepped out the wife from the cloak rack where they hung clothes, and she's smiling. When they took her from that church to the Boston General Hospital, which is not far from here, Mass General, and they took her file and they took her x-rays and they went through it, to their surprise, as they examined her, the heart that she now had was not the same heart in five different x-rays. Completely different. Not only was she, what was it, Bonnie, they said, a new heart, the arteries that had been blocked, she said, had no blockage, and they said she has the heart of a 20-some-year-old person, though she's in her 70s. I'm only 20 myself. She's probably in better shape than I was in that day. And they told me the story, and something from the Holy Spirit came in my spirit about the working of miracles. And that is that there is nothing that is too hard for God. When you have been to a doctor and he can't help you, can you imagine the discouragement, the frustration that sets into people's lives when they say, well, what am I going to do? Can't I get better? Can't they help me? The disappointment that they deal with. I think as Christians, and especially people that are filled with the Holy Ghost, we need to consider people that are having problems in their body and begin to take it upon ourselves to pray for them and pray for them and pray for them like they did in the old days, like my grandmother and my mama, until you get the breakthrough and everybody's well and they're whole and they're restored. Can you say amen? What I believe is that in this fast-paced technological age, we've gotten in such a hurry that we're not taking time for our family in the body of Christ that suffers. But I tell you that Jesus didn't die on the cross in vain, but the power of the cross is deliverance for the soul. If you will pray, God will answer your prayer. Your mama, your father, your children, your brothers or sisters don't have to suffer with any disease or problem. Once the Master touches them, oh hallelujah, all disappointment goes, all disease goes, all the things the devil is trying to use to pull a soul down goes. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So I was 20. Brother Sky, I began to preach. You know what older preachers told me? Well, it's easy to preach that when you're young. Wait till you're 50. I got news for you. When I was 50, I preached what I preached when I was 20. And now that I'm 60, I'm preaching what I preached when I was 50. God is able to deliver his children. I brag on Jesus because he is worthy to be praised. When doctors fail you like they did this woman, Jesus never fails. For you read on, it says she heard of Jesus and came in the press behind. Every miracle comes by hearing about Jesus and what he can do. Come on, say amen. Amen. Then it said she spent all she had. We dealt with the first point. If God uses one doctor, he has to use all. But does God charge for healing? When Jesus gathered his disciples around him to pray for the sick, you know what he said? Freely, I can see him. His foot on a rock, the disciples gathered around, they got their little oil in their hand, they're ready to roll. Freely, Jesus said, you have received. Freely give. There's no charge to the power of God. Jesus already paid the price on Calvary's cross. I was in Pulley and Goody. You knew I was getting back to Tom Minado and the rebels as much as I had to. I went to Tom Minado and there was an uprising in that province. The Tamil rebels, they called them what, Tamil Tigers at the time, were fighting against the government. And they said, we want you to go preach, Assemblies of God, Brother J-Raj. You remember him, Brother J-Raj? I don't know if he's still alive. His son was a friend of mine too. He said, I want you to go to a village, strongly Hindu, and preach Christ. I said, Brother J. Raj, I will go. And I took first a plane, then a train, then an ox cart, and then I walked the last mile. This is going to be a big meeting. This is an ox cart revival. And I get there, and that little Indian pastor who had been Hindu, now saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, had built a wooden platform. And over here it looked like he built a corral. I said, what's the corral for? The lepers. They're contagious. Thank you. God bless you. If you don't get healed, we'll give you a good funeral next week. Amen. Well, I stood there, and this little Indian pastor with tears in his eyes, he said, we couldn't get anybody to come. Oh, I'm so glad you're here, in his broken English. My interpreter, Brother Ezekiel, interpreted back and forth. The opening night, the first one I had to pray for, was a girl they thought might be dead, but for sure was in a coma, and her mother carried her. She came up that ramp they built. Brother Ezekiel leaned over to me, my interpreter. He said, she may be dead, but for sure she's in a coma. Everybody in this village knows this girl's circumstance. For there in Puliangudi, they had no hospitals, no doctors, no nurses. They had nothing. The Hindu priest would come and plant on a bamboo rod what they called a pennant to drive evil spirits off the homes. That was their religion. That was their hope. That was their faith, that a flag at the end of a bamboo pole would bring the girl back to life. They worshiped demon spirits. They worshiped that which was unclean. I'll never forget, I stood there and I saw that crowd on the field, several thousand, and I remembered the woman in Massachusetts who God gave a brand new heart by the Mass Generals, the doctors, by their own x-rays, declared a new heart. Faith comes to you in many places. You can be driving on a tractor, and I have, and the power of God come on me on that tractor. I've even jumped off the tractor, and it didn't have the seat that shut it off. Tractor kept on going. I kept on dancing. Then I ran and caught up with the tractor and got back on it. Amen. Faith can come to you in the most interesting and unusual places, but the faith of God is working on you tonight. Can you say amen? I'm telling you this message to encourage you. It's not even 6:30 at night, but I'm telling you that God has a miracle for you. I believe in the working of miracles. I believe our nation shall be saved. I believe that in the last days, declares God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. But where are the men? Where are the women that'll stand up and declare, devil, you can't have this man. You can't have this woman. But the power of God makes them whole. Where are the preachers that declare, be of good courage, everybody. The devil may have attacked you, but the story's not done. God's not done healing you. God's not done blessing you. God's not done raising you up. Get ready for a mighty move of God in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So I said to Brother Ezekiel, say it over the microphone. Jesus is going to raise this girl. Now, he's from there. He said, she may be dead. I said, say it. Jesus will raise this girl up. If she's not dead, she's been in a coma for the last month. Say it. See, sometimes the reason people lose their miracle is the people that are talking around them. Some of you just need to keep your big mouth shut when your loved one is believing for a miracle. You are not the Holy Ghost. Well, I remember years ago someone had that and they had the epizootic, and last thing we know, we were burying them. Had to wait till spring till the ground thawed, but we buried them. Thank you for your encouragement, Brother Bucket Mouth. When you're going through something, you don't need someone to tell you, well, I hope you have your house in order and your will ready. I hope all is well. When you're going through something, you want someone to look you in your eyes and declare, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. You can hear the voice of God in the midnight hour. And when God speaks, he's not telling you, look out, you're going to go quick. He's telling you something to do to make people well and to make them whole. Are you hearing me? When God speaks, he's not saying, well, it's all over for you. When he speaks, he's saying, I got even a greater work for you. Let me heal your body. Let me strengthen your mind. Let me touch you in your body, in your nerves, in your heart, in your lungs. And suddenly down from heaven comes the mighty Holy Ghost and begins to quicken the mortal bodies of people. And as the Holy Ghost quickens your body, you begin to get better and better and better. I want someone around me that says, Jesus can. Jesus is able. Jesus is willing. Get ready for your next miracle. Praise God. So I finally got Brother Ezekiel to say it. Then he said to me, we got to be here 4 more nights. I said, I'll be here. I don't know about you. Now, I tell this story because it happened to me. But this woman, her issues were real. She was bleeding to death for 12 years. Tried every doctor of her day. Somebody said, well, we have more advanced medicine now. I just read the report. We're going back to using leeches again in America. Worked in 400. Let's see if it'll work in 2017. See, full cycle. Man tries everything he knows, but what doesn't work? Let's go back to the leeches again. Are you still listening to me? I'm telling you, it is one of the biggest ripoffs in America. These drug companies and pharmaceuticals, billions of dollars of industry. Are you hearing me? And people are getting worse and not better. Sickness is on the increase in America, over 800%. More problems than we've ever had. And pharmakia, sorcery, drugs is not the answer. The answer is in that Galilean that walked on the hillside so many years ago and declared, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and labor, and I will give you rest. Someone said, but it would take faith to believe that. Of course it does. And without it, Hebrews 11:6, you can't even please God. I went back to Dave Stewart's compound. He was a missionary for the Assemblies. His son pastors down here in Massachusetts now. And the man that was at the house, he says, do not worry. Do not worry. I didn't think it was. He said, we brought in a charmer. I didn't know what a charmer was. We brought in a charmer. I said, what's a charmer? You know, he plays and the snakes come out. He said, we got 9 cobra and 1 craker. I didn't know what a craker was. It's a snake? I thought it was a cracker. But anyhow, he said, we got 9 cobra, 1 craker. I thought, 9 cobra, what if there were 10 and one returns to give me a bite? I pushed my bed to the middle of the floor. I put towels on the windows so the windows wouldn't open, the shutters. I put one big towel and a pillow on the floor so they didn't come under the door. Then I looked up when I laid down and saw holes through the roof. And I wasn't singing, send it on down, send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. At some point, when the natural course fails you, you are left with 2 conclusions. You're either going to die or you're going to trust God. That's it. The message of healing. I remember my dad was preaching in a meeting. I was sitting. He always either put us on the front row where you are or the second row. My grandmother was there. You're not my grandmother. You're younger than she was at the time. And if we acted up, she'd reach over and snap right in the head. She was from Holton, Maine. The county. She had the snap. Whack. My dad was praying for a woman. Her name was Zellie Vance. And her right arm was withered from birth. And Dad took that old-fashioned microphone. He said, Zelly, what do you believe in God for? And he put the mic down next to her. And she said, I want to be able to lift both my hands and praise God. And to this day, I never asked Dad. He's in heaven now. He just reached down, took that arm that was withered and said, all right, lift it. And when he did, the arm grew out over 8 inches. That instantly happened in front of my eyes as a boy right over to this side. I saw it happen with my own eyes. God doesn't do those things so that they are wasted. He does those things to prove his power to every generation, that you can trust him in the midst of the darkest hour, the worst report. No matter what people say, you can trust God. You may be going through something like that woman who had tried many physicians. She didn't just try one. She didn't just try two. She tried many, the Bible says. Isn't that right? And many physicians failed her. And she lost all of her money trying to get well. But when Jesus came to his disciples and told them to heal the sick, cast out devils, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, he said, freely you have received, freely give. Whatever God is in healing, there is no charge for it. Next night, a man comes to the compound where I'm staying. He said, the communists have taken over Pooley and Goody tonight. If you come, they say they're going to kill you. I was only 20-something in those days. If you tell me you're going to kill me, it kind of makes me mad. Think about it now. There were thousands of them, one of me, but all of God. And I bowed my knee in prayer, and I said, Father, I'm going there. And I said, I know you're going to protect me, and tonight we're going to see 1,000 people saved. I just said it. I didn't even know how many would be there. I get there to the field, and there are thousands upon thousands on the field. The communists were waiting to either stab me or beat me, but the people used their bodies to form an aisle all the way to the platform from where my car was, Brother Dalton. As I walked, women, men shielded me and kept the communists back. You could see their knives. You could see those like a machete, but that's not the name of it. They were ready to take us out, but God had a people. When I got to the platform, I said to Brother Ezekiel, my interpreter, what's the problem? I only preached one night. I know it may not have been that good, but I thought it was better than that. He said, it's wonderful. They burned the Assembly of God church down today. The pastor came up, the little fella. He said, praise the Lord, they burned my church down. I said, I just heard. He said, it's all right. So many got saved last night. It's not big enough to hold the crowd anyhow. I got to build a bigger one. That's the kind of faith I like. I said, that's the kind of faith I like. That little Indian pastor taught me something, and that is this. No matter what the devil tries to do to you, there is a God that turns it around. You're not going under to defeat, but God's going to make a way. Even though it looks like there is no way, God is a deliverer. God is a healer. God is your helper. God is your strength. But Brother Ezekiel said, it's not because they burned the church down. Look, Brother Ted, and standing on the platform was that mother with her daughter, wide awake, smiling, white, beautiful teeth in a brown face, healed by the power of Jesus, raised up from the coma, raised up. And you know what that mother did? She walked around the village all during the day, even when they burnt the church. Look what Jesus, that Jesus he preached, did for my daughter. Look what Jesus did for my daughter. Let me tell you something. It's time America got the same kind of faith back, where we declare Jesus is our elder brother. God is our father. The devil's no relation at all. We're going to stand on the promise of God and declare, no matter what comes my way, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. She spent all she had. If, as some contend, God uses doctors today, then he had to use doctors then. Why? Number three, the nature of God. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. Since he can never change, he had to be doing then what he's doing now, if that were true. But God's not in a multi-billion dollar ripoff of pharmacies across this nation. God's not saying, let's see how many Americans we can get hooked on drugs. Where I live, the drug peddlers come to the clinics and the doctors. And they say, if you'll sell this and push this, we'll give you a membership at the golf course. One doctor told me they bought him a car. Another got a color television set. And they push all of these things to the doctors. If you'll push our drugs, if you'll sell our stuff, then we will make sure we take care of you, even cash and other things. Let me tell you something. That's not God. Are you hearing me? God's not saying, if you do what I want, I'll give you a golf course. If you do what I want, I'll buy you a BMW. If you do what I want. I know some people think that way, but it's not what the scripture teaches. And the third reason that God doesn't use medicine is because he is the healer all by himself. Can you say amen? Stand, son, the power of God's on you. Praise the Lord. Stand in front of me if you don't mind. I don't think I know you, but I like you. Praise God. When you were a little boy, there was an issue that you had physically, and you've kind of grown out of it. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And the Lord just showed me that sometimes those symptoms try to come back on you. Isn't that true? And you've made up your mind, I'm never going to have it again.
Amen.
Then there was another part of it. Doctor said you'd grow out of it. Isn't that right?
Amen.
That's all I'm going to say over the mic, but that's true. Tonight I'm going to lay my hands on you, and you shall be healed, and no more problems will ever be in your bloodstream. Amen?
Amen.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yes.
Glory to God, the power of God. Come on him and heal him. Someone lift your hand and say, heal him. Say healing. Jesus is here. Lift your hands. He's here. He's here right now. Praise God. You can come back, Brother Paul, my dear brother and sister. We'll use you and your wife, the other musicians. Let them worship for a moment. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to pray for this little girl here. Come here, young sister. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I am breaking off of you. You can sit down, son. I don't need you yet. I know you're married. I'm not coming against the marriage. Love you. I'm coming against the beginning of diabetes in your body. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Ho! Come out of her. Oh, there it goes. In Jesus' name. Someone lift your hand and say, in Jesus' name. And you check your sugar. You're going to find it goes to normal and stays there. Isn't that right? One of your eyes, as this thing attacked you, you begin to have vision get obscured. I'll say it that way. True? I command your eyes to be healed. No sugar shall set up. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the head of the church. See, sometimes people say, well, that's generational, Brother Shuttlesworth. We don't receive it. My generation is Jesus. I changed families when I got born again. Hallelujah. I won't do this. Put your hand right here. And then also a problem right through here. Isn't that right? Be healed of it in Jesus' name. The working of miracles. Everybody lift your hand and say, the working of miracles. Play that song we like, Brother Paul. Oh, it is Jesus. Key of C if that's easier for her, whatever. Everybody lift your hands. The anointing is already working to heal. Someone say, the anointing is working to heal. Brother Sky, I want you to stand. I'm going to reverse what the devil tried to put on you. I'm going to lengthen your life on the earth. I've known this man since maybe the early 70s, maybe the 60s when I came up to camp with Dad, but for sure I remember him as a teenager when I got out of high school. Brother Sky, God has a work for you. And the devil's not going to remove you from the hand of God. Two things. In your spirit, I'm going to ask God to expand your faith to handle some things. So it'll be the easiest thing you ever do. Secondly, I'm going to ask God to unhook this part and hook this part where the faith of God is operating. So you'll never feel overwhelmed, overloaded, or feel like, what are we going to do? Your faith is expanding in your spirit, man. Expanding. Now, watch what I do. I take authority over what the Bible calls a spirit of infirmity. I bind it. I command it to go out into the deep. Never come back on you. I command that thing to go and report to its master, Satan. It failed in its mission to shorten your life on the earth. You shall have days of joy in heaven. You shall enjoy length of days. You shall have longevity right through his body right now in the name of the Lord. Also, one of your knees is being touched too in Jesus' name. Someone say amen. My good friend, Sister Dunphy, I want to pray for you. 3 years ago at this altar, I said something to you. I don't know if you remember or not. I said, I feel like you're on a lot of medication. I only knew that by the Spirit. And just step out. Dalton, could you help your wife here, please, sir? These are wonderful people. I love to see them when I come. And just like Annie, your granddaughter loves Sister Bonnie. We love your whole family. The Holy Spirit is cleansing your system. You shall be stronger in your latter days than you were in the former. This is the word of the Lord. I bind the spirit of infirmity. I don't know all the details, but one of the things I see, your sugar is going to come up to normal. Not up and down, not up and normal. There's a clarity going to come in your mind. There's nothing wrong with your mind. As this stuff is cleansed out of your system, you're going to get sharper and sharper, sharper. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. I don't know if you have. I don't know because I've not talked to your son or your husband. But your right eye, here, I'm asking God to heal it. No cataract and clarity in that eye. And even with glasses, if you look and the light kind of breaks into different levels, looks weird to you, right? Lord, let the optic nerve be healed. Let her vision be singular. I prayed this for Paul Dunn. Paul, I prayed the same thing for you one time. I just remembered. At the Bible school. Do you remember me praying it? I'm praying it for your mother. Has your vision improved since that night? Then so shall yours. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand, dear friends. In my soul,
for I have touched the hem of his garment,
and his blood
has made me whole.
Come on, say,
oh, it is Jesus, wonderful Jesus.
Sing it, Paul.
It is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole.
Look at me a minute, Brother Kenneth. Dennis, excuse me. Did I pray for you before, maybe a year ago or 2 years ago? Was it for hearing? It was. The devil's tried to steal that miracle from you. I can see the hearing aids. Take them out. You're going to get it and keep it this time, Dennis. Amen. Jesus. Now, I'm just following the Lord. And these things, some say, wow, what a wonderful memory. No, what a wonderful Holy Spirit. But I saw it. This is a precious man. Watch this, and then I'm going to teach you how to keep it for the next couple of days. Lord, again, the devil hates miracles. He tried to steal Kenneth's miracle. Recreate his eardrums and auditory nerve tonight in front of all the people. You foul, stubborn deafness, in Christ's name, come out in Jesus' name. Open in the name of Jesus. Clear. Clear. In Christ's name. My voice sound a little better to you? A little clearer, can you tell? Let's test this here. Amen?
Amen.
Sound a little better to you? Now turn so you don't see my face, so people don't think you read my lips. Say what I say. Jesus.
Jesus.
Heals.
Deafness.
Deafness.
He heals.
Me.
I
will never lose.
I will never lose.
What he's given me tonight.
What he's given me tonight.
It shall get clearer and clearer.
It will get clearer and clearer.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Now, how to keep it.
the whole way home, thank God for good hearing. Thank God for good hearing. Then confess, I'll never lose it again.
Amen. I'll never lose it again.
In Jesus' name. Brother Kenneth, it'll get better. Dennis, better. You think I could hear? Amen. You already told me twice. Better and better, Dennis. Better and better. That's a reward. If you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, even if it is a bean hole or whatever they called him, I ate it in Jesus' name. You receive it in Jesus' name. Everybody lift your hands and sing, oh, it is Jesus,
wonderful Jesus.
Help me sing it, everyone.
It is Jesus in my soul.
Well, for I have touched
the hem of his garment.
Glory.
And his blood has made me whole.
Is there a student that sometimes you feel a dizziness come on you and you feel like you're about to faint or pass out? Is there anybody sitting here like that? Sometimes you feel like your head gets light and you feel like, oh my goodness, and you have to sit down. Is there anyone like that? Let me see your hand. Hallelujah. Come. There's one more. Come on, son. Come. There's a young lady that has that I know in my spirit. Who is that young lady? Are you behind me? Where would you be? You battled that. Come. You did a good job tonight. Children's pastor, is that what they said? Come here, son. It's like, come here, sister. Don't hang back. Let's get in. Everybody lift your hands with them. When did you start noticing this, son?
When I was like 12.
Oh, you've had it for a few years. You're at least 35.
21.
21. So you've had it all these years.
Yes, sir.
Does it still bother you at the school?
Occasionally, yes.
Occasionally. When do you notice it the most, in the morning or at afternoon?
When I stand up.
When you stand up, morning or noon or all day long?
All day.
All day long. Lift your hand, the power of God's on you. I'm going to ask Paul to sing it one more time with Heather.
Oh, it is Jesus.
Sing
wonderful Jesus.
Oh, yes.
It is Jesus in my soul.
Precious Lord.
Blood has made me whole.
Are you on any medication, son?
No.
What this is, it's your blood pressure gets too low. I know that. And even your heart rate is very small, right?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes only 40-something whenever you're resting. True?
Yes.
Here it comes from heaven. Everybody lift your hand. The Lord will heal him. His body in the name of the Lord. Someone say, in the name of the Lord. You have this problem sometimes too, young lady? Turn around, face me. They'll be all right.
Yeah.
How long have you had it?
Since I was a little girl.
Since you were a little girl. You're still a little girl. Let's sing it again. Oh,
it is Jesus. Wonderful Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, it's Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment.
Isn't that wonderful? And his blood.
And his blood has made me whole.
You take any medication, sister? And is that regulating it for you?
It's for my thyroid.
Different problem. Okay. Now, also, no arthritis will set up in your feet, right?
Yeah.
Or even in one of your hands. Isn't that right? Come out. There it goes. It's actually just a spirit of infirmity trying to bring these things on her. Are you her husband, sir? Come up here behind your wife. It's all right. God's joined together. Let no man put asunder. Were you aware of these problems, sir?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe the Lord does it? I command this young girl to be healed now in the presence of the Lord. Sing it again, Paul. Oh,
it's Jesus.
While you're here, I'm going to pray for you.
Wonderful Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul.
Everybody lift your hands.
For I have touched the hem of his garment.
And his blood.
And his blood has shed me whole.
Would you lift your hands towards this young man, sir? In the last few months, you've been asking God, what is my part? Isn't that right?
Yes.
At night, you wake up with all these ideas running through your spirit or your head. And you see yourself more involved in the work of God than you are now. But you don't know how to get there. But the Spirit of the Lord is separating you this night in front of all your peers. You shall do exploits in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall do exploits in the name of Jesus Christ. You wear contact lenses or glasses? As a sign unto you, your vision shall be healed. That you do have the vision of God for your life. It'll only get better and better. You have contacts on. I lay my hands softly on your eyes. Recreate, recreate, recreate. Give him better vision than he's ever had. Heal the optic nerves. These contacts, especially if you're far away, but you have one eye that sees one way and the other sees another. Is that right?
Yes.
Balance out the vision. Heal. Whew. That's the anointing. I can't tell you what to do, but if there's a way you could take your contacts out and look, you'll see your eyes are already getting better. Go ahead and do it. Come on, sing, oh, it is Jesus. Come on, church.
Wonderful Jesus.
Glory. Glory.
It is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole.
Now lift your hand and receive the wonderful presence of Jesus, the healing touch of the Master. His blood is making you whole. His blood's making you whole. Take my hand, little woman. You know I don't know you. I spoke to you this morning about God improving your vision. And now I'm going to tell you God's going to touch your heart. Strength is coming into your body today. You believe that? I didn't hear what you just said. Your liver. Yeah. Now you'll laugh at this. I was just thinking liver and onions. Because last night Mark Dunphy had ordered liver and onions. And I looked at her and I'm wondering, is that her favorite meal? But she just told us what it meant. Her liver needs to be healed. Isn't that amazing? It amazes me, and I've been doing this for many, many years. Isn't that wonderful? Now because you've shown God an effort. Now God shows you an effort. Also, one of your kidneys is being healed. Your liver is being cleansed. The heart rhythm. See what I mean?
Yeah.
No more racing.
No more racing.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
Do you wear like bifocals or whatever? I can't see with this light. Are those bifocals? Now, when I said to you this morning, God was going to heal your eyes. I know that like I know my middle name. And it's not Alfred. From the top of your head, little woman, right down to the bottom of your feet, because you've made Jesus your deliverer from alcohol, because you've said, I'm sober 18 months and I'll never be bound again, the Lord works a work in your body. And this, not panic, but sometimes when you feel shut in, what am I going to do? And your heart starts racing, right? I command that fear to go. You shall be a woman free from fear, free from alcohol, free from all bondage, and you shall get better. I don't know how they test the liver. The next time you're tested, you'll get a better report. I feel like there's some kind of a blood count or something like that they do. Is that right? I'm not a doctor. I'm just going with the Holy Ghost right now. And if the numbers were like 90-something, but they needed to be different, the better numbers. It's the lower numbers. The lower it gets, the more that junk goes out. Right?
Yeah.
I see it now. 40 is a normal number for them. They're going to look and see, are you down, down? You shall go down in Jesus' name. Your liver is healed. I bind the spirit of infirmity that causes sclerosis of the liver. I command it to go out of your body, little woman, and for you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. In Jesus' name. Let's sing it again with them. Oh, it is Jesus. Sing wonderful Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. Well, oh, it is Jesus.
Sing it, church.
Wonderful Jesus.
Well,
it is Jesus in my soul. And his blood has made me whole. Now, sir, when I was preaching, I saw you, obviously. But I was waiting on the Lord just to speak to me a little bit for you. You understand that? And when I was on the front row just now, I felt like God said, now's his time. You believe that? You have different conditions. Though you've been strong your whole life, suddenly you're dealing with all these little things. Tonight, God's going to touch you. You believe that? You shall not have hernia where you've had problems in the lower part of your stomach, pulled muscles you thought, strained, right? It shall not break forth as hernia. Isn't that good? Now, I want to pray about your lungs. Your lungs need to be healed tonight. You believe the Lord will do it? You shall not have pneumonia or any problem set up in your lungs. The other night you woke up, you could hardly breathe. You thought, what in the world's going on? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Here it comes from heaven. Your lungs shall be whole. Lord, heal his lungs now in the name of Jesus, the head of the church. Loose! And go from him now. I command it to never come back. In Christ's name. Someone say, in Jesus' name. Say, in Jesus' name. Sir, you were sitting in a chair. You felt like your mind was under an attack. You could feel fear come on you. You thought, I've never had this before. Can I help you? That's not your fear, your feeling. That's the fear of that demon that gets around you, because that devil knows you're coming into Christ like never before. It's even afraid to fulfill its assignment in your life. I bind it. I command it to loose you in Christ's name. Spirit of fear, go. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Touch this dear man tonight in the name of the Lord. One of your arms, and sometimes across your chest, sometimes you feel like a tightness and an aching. You shall not have heart attack in Christ's name. You were afraid about that, weren't you? Shall not come on you. Someone say, it shall not come on him. Well, oh, it is Jesus. Help me.
Wonderful Jesus.
Just a couple more, then I'm going to pray for everyone.
It is Jesus in my soul.
Well,
for I have touched the hem of
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And His blood.
Everybody stand with me, please.
Made me whole.
Well, one more time. Oh, it is
Jesus.
Sing
wonderful Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. His blood has made me whole.
Is there any of these young folks over here, whether you go to the school or not, makes no difference, but you've struggled with hearing in one of your ears? You've had trouble with your ear, maybe born that way. Maybe it's been getting worse. May I see your hand? Someone with it. It's a young man, I know that. Yep. Both of you young fellas, come here. I'm looking into them bright lights. I said, come on. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Praise God. Sir, you can stand there. I thought I saw another young man. Oh, here he comes. Praise God for him. You look at that light. That's a bright light. Take a step of faith. Move forward just a little and to the right. There you go. Now you're blocking the light. Thank you. Don't move. What's your name, sir?
Donnie.
Have you had this since you were young?
No, I got slapped in my ear, so it got ruptured.
One of the teachers at the school?
No.
Not yet.
Was it the left ear or right ear? Someone slapped you in the head?
Yeah.
Your eardrum was ruptured?
Yeah.
You feel the call of God on your life? You do, don't you? Will you promise the Lord you'll set people free even as you've been watching tonight?
Yes.
Then that puts an obligation on His word, doesn't it? Take another step of faith. Hold this mic as I pray. It's this ear here, you said? Jesus. He got slapped in the head. Ruptured his eardrum. Left him with the inability to hear properly. In front of all the people tonight, I ask you to heal him. Take out the ruptured eardrum, put in a new one. Give him new auditory nerves. Hardness of hearing, in Christ's mighty name, come.
That ear open for the glory of God.
You should be able to hear me now, clear.
How is it? It is clear.
It cleared right up. Come on, clap your hands and shout. Turn so they don't think you're reading my lips. Cover up this ear tight. This ear here, he got slapped in the head, and it ruptured it, caused him to lose hearing. Now we're going to test it. You ready?
Say what I say. Amen.
Amen.
I hear.
I hear.
You do, don't you?
You do, don't you?
Say, Jesus did it.
Jesus did it.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank him for it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You'll never forget it. Come on, clap your hands and rejoice. Hey. Come back. We're going to pray for him. Step up here. Wow. Stand right here. There you go. Thank you. They call them TV lights. I'm leaving here with a darker tan than what I came with. You lost some hearing, son? How long?
A few years now.
A few years. Is it your left ear, too?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that amazing? The Holy Spirit's on the left ear right now. Everybody lift your hand. You lift your hands, young fella. You guys are probably, what, 21, 22, 23. How old are you, son? 25. Neither one of you look your age. You look older. Amen. No, they don't. They look great. Can God do for him what he just did for him? I was getting ready to pray for everybody, and I heard the Lord say there's a couple of folks. I felt they were young men, and it proved to be true. Lord, so he can study without any problem the rest of this life. Give him a new eardrum. Oh, this came from infection. I see it. Give him a new eardrum, new auditory nerve.
Hardness of hearing in Christ's name, come.
Oh! this hand and cover up the other ear. Turn so you're not facing me so they don't think you're mimicking my lips. Say what I say. Jesus.
Jesus has touched my hearing tonight. I can hear a whisper.
If you can, you can hear anything. Come on, sing it again.
Oh, it is Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Wonderful Jesus. It is Jesus.
To help you tonight.
And his blood has made me whole.
I want everyone, and Pastor Ward's going to join me on the platform. I want everybody to get out of your seat and stand at God's altar, please. Would you do that right now? We're getting ready to pray for every one of you. For every one of you. Move in close. Good crowd here on Sunday night. We appreciate it, don't we, Pastor? Maybe you and I can go up here. Whew, I just feel the anointing on me. The power of God's on you. Dennis, don't let me forget your name. Amen. I said glory. Everybody lift your hand to God's holy altar. That's it. Move in close. They're still coming down the aisle. We'll give you a moment. Sing it. Oh, wow. They're coming. Come on.
Oh, it is Jesus. Wonderful Jesus.
Lift your hands as you come.
It is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment.
And his blood.
And his blood has made me whole.
Well, oh, it is
Jesus.
Sing.
Wonderful Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
It is Jesus in my soul. And his blood has made me whole.
I'm going to ask Pastor Ward to stand right by my side. The power of God is present to heal. Say that with me. The power of God is present to heal. And say this. Me. Me. Sin, the working of the enemy to get you to disobey God, its power is broken since the cross. When I was praying today, this thought came in my spirit. The working of miracles means man can't, God can. Man can't. But God can, and for with God, all things are possible. What would happen if the church developed a holy hatred against sickness, disease, and sin, and said, I'll never give place to the devil? What would happen? This year, as I've traveled, my wife will tell you, haven't I, hon? I've asked every church, how many of you that are here battle sickness or disease, or you're taking medication to get better? And almost every church is either half the church or three quarters. That should never be. Let me ask it here. How many of you battle a sickness or a disease, or you're taking a medication to try to get better? Nothing to be ashamed of. Just lift your hand and say, that's me. Lift it and hold it high. That's over half this church, even young people. What would happen if we would go into the presence of Almighty God and say, enough is enough. I'm not putting up with the devil's mess. It's not going to have my children. Children shall be saved. I'm going to have my mom, my dad, my sister, and my brother. He's not going to make me sick in the days of the harvest. The Bible says the harvest is plenteous, the laborers are few. We need healed laborers working for God. I feel to pray this way tonight, and since I'm here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at the school, I'll have more time to operate and to do what God's called me to do. I want everybody to take your right hand, put it on your belly or on your spirit where your spirit resides. Put your right hand there and confess the word of God over your own self. Say, the word of God declares, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Christ is in me, the hope of glory. He quickens me. I'm quickened by the word. Quickened by the Spirit, quickened by Him, I am being made alive in Jesus' name. I refuse to give sin, sickness, disease, infirmity a place in my life. But tonight I declare the Word of God over my life. I am free. In the name of Jesus Christ, never to be bound again. I receive the anointing of Jesus by the Holy Ghost right now. If you do, lift your hands and begin to pray. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, pray loud in the Spirit. Pray loud in the Spirit. If you're not, pray in your language. Come on, pray, pray, pray. Pray. I'll never be bound again. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Sakamande helaha. Ishalabandora babababaha. Ikalabababandarabasata. Ikarabandiyandarabashia. Come on, let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Sabadanaki. Ora mandaranabanda. Ishalabaha. Neither give place to the devil. Neither give place to the devil. Somebody shout free. Come on, shout, I'm free. Shout it again, I'm free.
I'm free.
Glory. I said glory. Dennis. Praise the name of Jesus. I feel another praise coming in our spirit. Lift your hands and let it go. Release it, release it, release it. Let it go. Release it. Release it. Release it. Release it. I have decided to follow Jesus. Oh, I have decided to follow. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided
to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind. The cross before me, this old world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, Lord, Lord, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. May you be healed right now. I have decided. Everybody.
To follow Jesus.
I have decided
to follow Jesus. No turning back.
No turning back. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where Jesus leads me, oh, I will follow. Where Jesus leads me, yes, I will follow. No turning back. Lord, Lord, no turning back. No turning back. Oh, Lord, no turning back. Let out an explosive praise. Will you do it? Clap your hands and shout. I saw Brother Sperry to my left, to your right. Is he still there? Brother Sperry here? Come here, Brother Sperry. Praise God. Everybody lift your hands. There's one more thing God's going to do for us. One more thing. One more thing. Here he comes. Dear man. Everybody loves him. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, Brother Sperry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You had a call when you were younger to heal the sick. Strong burning urge. I got to help people get well. Remember that?
Yes, I did.
This night, I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, tell Brother Sperry this is the season he's going to step into in your latter years.
Oh!
Power of God gives him that gift in operation fully. You shall set people free. You shall answer that prophetic call from when you were a teenage boy. Can you remember years ago when you were a boy when little David Walker came to Bangor? Do you remember those meetings? The boy preacher, they talked about it, didn't they? I don't know if this is your mother or a family member. They were in those meetings. Is that right?
That's true.
I hear the Lord say they got the impartation in that meeting. Put it in you by telling you about it. And now God's putting a demand on it and pulling it out of you. And you shall do exploits in the name of Jesus, my friend. And you shall be mightily used of God. Mightily used of God. Glory. This side of your heart, there's a supernatural working. You're being made whole. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Brother Sperry, the beginning of like a blockage is being removed by the Holy Spirit. Cholesterol comes down to the right number. You shall not only be healed, you shall heal the sick. And God will send you forth. They'll start calling them Sperry's heroes. They'll get healed and they'll get saved. In Jesus' wonderful, wonderful man name. If I go down, you finish preaching, Pastor Ward. Everybody lift your hand. Just one little thing. See, there's a couple things the Lord's putting in us at a holy altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 yes, hallelujah, no turning back, oh, no, Lord, no turning back. I have started for the kingdom, yes, I have started. For the kingdom, I have started.
for the kingdom. No turning back, Lord, no turning back.
I think I saw Brother Alan Gray here earlier. You still here, Alan? Is he here? Come here, Alan. Power of God's on you. Everybody lift your hands.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow. Sing, church. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
In the spirit, Alan, it's like an x-ray. I'm being carried away in the spirit. In your back, some muscles and bones are being healed tonight by the power of God. That drawing up that comes on you from time to time, it shall cease. The Lord heals your vertebrae, your back, and those muscles. Even when it gets down into one of your legs, and you feel like the circulation is not what it should be. Feels a little heavy and numb to you. I command no neuropathy to set up in your legs. In Jesus' name. There it goes right into you. Power of God. Everybody say the power of God. The power of God. Hallelujah. Lift your hand one last time. I believe. How many believe God's doing what He wants in you right now? Lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord, for doing what you want in me right now. Thank you, Lord, for doing what you want in me right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How big is God? How big and wide is vast over me? To try to tell, these lips can only stop. He's big enough to rule this mighty universe, yet small enough to live within my heart. How big is these lips can only scar. He's big enough, hallelujah, to roll this mighty universe, yet small enough to live within my heart. How big is God? How big? Why is vast domain to try to tell? My lips could only start. He's big enough to roll this mighty universe, yet small enough to live. Picture, if you will, a six-year-old boy with tears running down his face singing that song. That was me.
How big is God? How big and wide is vast domain to try to tell? He's big enough to rule this mighty universe, yet small enough.
Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Everybody say 3 weeks ago, after almost 25, 30 years of praying, God finally has opened the door for me to put our telecast on in New York City. And this Wednesday will be the fourth week in a row. People are already being saved and set free. Covers all five boroughs, central Connecticut, Long Island, and most of New Jersey, over to eastern Pennsylvania to the line. Prayed a long, long time. That's not enough. The Lord came to me and said, I'm getting ready to shake New England. On Tuesday at 3:30 in the morning, he got me out of bed, Brother Sperry, before the Lord. I heard him say, I'm going to shake New England. There are six states in New England, 15 million souls in New England. The Lord said, I want you to go into every state capital and hold a Holy Ghost revival next year. We're doing it. I immediately got a hold of a man named Basil that monitors the largest radio station in New England out of Boston, covers clear up into the southern part of Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut, Rhode Island. We're getting ready. We're fixing to go on that station. I'd like to go on every night blasting the gospel across all of New England. That's all happened in the last 72 hours. Someone say, God did it. I called a man. I told him what God showed me. He said, I'm on board. He just bought D.L. Moody's place in Northampton. He said, Brother Ted, maybe you could use that to get preachers and people that are hungry to see New England shaken by the power of God and gather them there at D.L. Moody's old church and estate. And I'm going to do it with God's help. New England shall be saved. Maine shall be saved. Not only are we going to go into Augusta, they tell me that Portland is having hard times. I'm going to take my tent to Portland and put it up in Jesus' name. And then I'm going to do a Spanish-speaking crusade in Hartford, Connecticut. And then I talked to Nate Pimento this morning. Let's not forget the Portuguese in New Bedford and Fall River. We're going to see New England shaken with the power of God. The interesting thing is, preachers started calling me from all across New England. When are you going to come up here more? Not knowing God spoke to me Tuesday at 3:30 to 6:30, somewhere in that time frame. I'm going to shake New England. Everybody lift your right hand and say, Maine shall be shaken by the power of God. Here it comes from heaven. One more mighty move of the Spirit. One more mighty move of the Spirit. You know what I did, Brother Sperry? I called a printer. I said, I want to put, because I found out if you add all the population of Montpelier and all the capitals, it's about 1 million people. I said, how much would you charge me to print 1 million gospel invitations to put in every capital in New England? He gave me a figure. I said, I can do that. I can believe for that. Post office has a deal. We're working on that. I'm telling you, God has put this in our hands, folks. Last year, you gave to help us in Atlanta. Bonnie, where's that magazine? Please get a copy and take it home and pray. Your giving last October made that happen. Now, we're turning our guns on New England. Holy Ghost guns. Brother Ward said, he said, as president of the Bible school, I can give you students to help. I said, if they're willing to eat ramen noodles. I said, they already do that. I'm telling you, these are the most exciting days for America. Don't go by the news. They don't know what God's doing. Do you know heaven woke up the news media today, whether they know it or not, and they're living by the grace of God. And God didn't even check in with them to see what he needed to do. God is God all by himself. Tonight's offering, like last year, in its entirety, is going to go for New England. Some of it, I don't know how much. I haven't done the figures yet, but some of it's going to be spent right here in Maine. And I believe God's going to shake Maine with the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. If all I did was spend the rest of my days preaching and praying for people in New England, I would be glad to do it.
Everybody say 15 million souls. We claim them for heaven and God. So as you get ready to give tonight, I want you to get an envelope. If you can give $1 million, do it. Then I don't have to raise any more money towards it. It'll be covered. But you know what? There are people nowadays that can give $10,000. I had a man come up to me. He said, "You're coming to Atlanta?" He didn't know it. The mayor of Atlanta told me I had to give him $20,000 for the permit. The man said, "God told me to give you $25,000. I was $5,000 ahead and paid the permit to the city of Atlanta, Mayor Hakeem, and all of the council. And they've never let a gospel event be there. Not even Billy Graham. Not even Franklin. But we were there at Turner Field, gray parking lot, preaching the gospel. Thousands were saved. Over 600 plus homeless. Isn't that wonderful? Somebody say, God did it. Maybe all you can give is $10, but do something to get in on the ground floor. And let's say New England shall be saved. Go ahead and go back to your seat and prepare to give. Brother Sperry and the ushers are helping us. Here comes Brother Ward with instruction on how to do it. Pastor, tomorrow 7 p.m.
Yeah, go ahead. Just grab, get a couple of the guys, grab the buckets.